Well, good morning. It is 7:46 a.m. on December the 21st, 2024. A Saturday. Yeah. Here on a mostly blue sky morning. There's a few clouds around. On the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Let me see if I can't stow this and get my glove back on because my delicate little fingers are freezing. Solstice morning. Yeah, I gotta go home and get some actual breakfast. I grabbed a quick piece of toast on the way out the door just so I have a little bit of fuel to work on this morning. But sunrise is at 7:17. I got up at 6. So, yeah, well, the morning used to sleep in. The morning I really wanted to be out here at sunrise. And I was. If you saw the Instagram, I put a couple bonus pictures for solstice morning. And the image this morning was taken just about 2 minutes after, maybe 3 minutes after sunrise, the official formal astronomical sunrise, which you can't really see here anymore because the horizon has been built up. I used to be able to see the trees against the sunrise, and not anymore. And well, the cost of living where other people live. So I got a lot of stuff done yesterday. I did. I got my laundry done. I got some writing in. I got. I hunted down my turkey. I say that like it was some sort of major expedition into the wilds, and really all I did was I went down to Safeway. I had to ask, because they have the fresh turkeys hidden away. They're with the chicken. They have these big gondolas full of frozen birds. But they have the fresh ones in a refrigerated section, which makes a certain amount of sense. And a pile of frozen turkeys in an open container. It's sort of like a big pile of huge ice cubes. So it probably doesn't take a lot of energy to keep them frozen. But I did some writing, went and visited Roger a bit, got my turkey, did my laundry, read a little, played a little, cheap, played a little more. What am I reading? If you hadn't asked, I could have told you. Oh, the library. What is it? Damaged? I think it's Katie Hanna. It's a librarian hidden library or something. I don't know. It's fun. Isekai. Young woman snagged off the street somewhere, plunked down in a galactic library that is slowly losing its mind. It is so well done. It's so much fun. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I've waited for the second book for a while, and it came out while I was busy, and only just picked it up the other day, and have been looking forward to getting into it. It's a great deal of fun. I have to remember to update my Mastodon profile. I keep what I'm reading now on my profile page, but I keep forgetting to do the update when I switch books. Because I switch books and start reading, and it's like, ooh. And I don't want to switch when I'm just doing samples. When I'm going through samples, I go through a lot of samples. I got a couple that are maybes. I don't like maybes. Maybes are like, do I give this one a chance? More of a chance? I get to the end of the sample, and I'm not... Ooh, buy it. But I did get to the end of the sample. So they cut me for 10% of the book. Now, if 10% of the book was only about 4 pages, that's not going to happen. It's especially not going to happen if I get through 4, 5, or 6 sample pages, and it's the end of the sample, and I look at the book, and it's $7.99 on Amazon, and I'm going, I think I'm going to support the people who are struggling. At $7.99, one might argue that that author is struggling. But they've optimized for revenue, not readers. And so, yeah, okay. Good luck with that. X4 continues to be a bit of a challenge. I just did the split curbs war, and now the leader of the Zayath patriarchy wants $400,000 credits, whatever, to continue the fight. I'm like, dude, I got 435 million. I'm not going to give you 400 million of it, at least not right away. So I've pulled back all of my resources out of that neck of the woods. And I learned a lot playing over there, having just barely enough time to pick up a few things, but also learning why most of my traders were failing. That was because I had them set wrong. And how much better it works when you have them set right. think grabbing all of the DLCs might have been a mistake. Because the map has gotten really large. I've got a lot more pirates around. Pirates are driving me batshit. So I think I need to take my 400 million and make a battle fleet and go start taking over some of these places. I'm still chipping away at research. I think I'm on, if not the last, then certainly one of the more expensive of the researchers. Don't play with that, that's a cable. Sun is, it doesn't take long for it to get up once it starts. I looked at the ephemeris and at noon, well, at 11:50 something, it will be due south at its apogee, 27 degrees above the horizon. Come up on it, get ready, stay with me, monk post. Apogee, is it apogee? Whatever. The highest point in its path across the morning and into the afternoon. That point in the day where it starts setting and stops rising. 180 degrees due south on the meridian, 27 degrees in elevation. Which isn't too damn high, which is why we have winter. Go figure. This is the time of year that I think about Kodiak a lot. And think about having sunrise at 11 a.m. and sunset at 1 p.m. I hear cars, but I don't know. I guess it's that truck down there running. God, what is it with all of the kludgy inflatable bullshit? One of the yards on the, down on the other end of the walk has, I think they're supposed to be inflatable reindeer, but they look like inflated llamas. They have that sort of longy looking neck and big ears, and they don't look like deer to me. They don't look like moose even. They just look like llamas. Of course, I only see them from a distance. I don't get right up to them. I don't actually walk past them. I walk past a bunch of other kludgy inflatable shit, but I kind of like the idea of Christmas llamas. I don't know why, it just struck me as funny. There's somebody down there has cut out reindeer. Very nice. This time of year, I remember, think back to growing up over in Dutton Hill, and one of the things that I didn't realize at the time was there was a thing about making Yule logs. We made Yule logs, gifts for the family. So we would make a Yule log. Cut down a birch tree, and then chunk it off into, 16, 18 inch. Drill 3 holes in it. Cut a couple grooves in the bottom. Put a couple of birch limbs in the bottom to give it feet so it wouldn't roll. And then my mother would glue, usually Elmer's or something, but she'd glue pieces of fir tree and juniper and anything evergreen, occasional berries to it. And Dad would drill 1 inch, well, I don't know, 3/4 inch holes in the top, 3 of them. So it was like, and they put candles in them. So it was sort of like a Wiccan menorah. they said, oh yeah, that's a Yule log. And I never knew what Yule log was. I never knew it meant the log you put in the fire to keep the dark away on the winter solstice on Yule. It was just, oh yeah, something we do at Christmas time. And I can't help wondering, were my parents pagans? I mean, we didn't go to church. It was a bone of contention with both grandmothers. Grandfathers, I don't think mattered much, but both grandmothers. My maternal grandmother was incensed that we were being raised as heathens outside of the church. And for the most part, we were just glad we didn't have to get up and go to school, to go to church in the morning on Sunday. Sunday morning was funny paper day for me. This old guy and his little dog on the side of the street. He's walking away. Is he gonna cross over? No, he's running. Do something. There you go. Yeah, I'm ready for breakfast. My stomach is saying, hey, dude. What did you do? It wasn't enough. Sun feels good on my back. It is chilly. I can see my breath. Steam engine breath. Who the hell hammering at? Gotta be shitting right. power tools and hammers. It's not even 8 o'clock. Well, it may be 8 o'clock by now. That'll make my wife's day start nicely. If the phone hasn't rung already, I forgot to unplug that before I left. Robocall 605, 7:30. They're not even trying to hit 9 o'clock anymore. I don't know what the hell is going on with robocalls. I did figure out how to turn the ringer down. There's also, in theory, there's a setting that I can tell it to have quiet time, but I haven't programmed that in yet. I'm a little leery about cutting us off entirely in the dark hours of the night when I have aged family on the East Coast. Anyway, I made it. I'm here. Look at me. 8:08. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And, you know, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.